Dr. Pinsky with a male IM man, William Rivera. William Rivera is a 39-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 12/31/22. But at that time, he was in an altercation with an inmate. Apparently, Mr. Rivera punched him 3 times in the face to escape being held around the neck by the inmate. Apparently, he believes he injured his right hand and was seen at the emergency room the same day. Apparently, further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of boxing knuckles, for which he underwent sagittal band repair on 1/17/23. Period. He completed his course of active treatment in March of 2023. Period. New paragraph per the record supplied, Mr. Rivera was seen in the emergency room complaining of right hand pain injury just prior to arrival. Brady denied any previous injury to the hand. Period. The exam showed tenderness and signs of injury present, but no swelling or deformity. Period. He had normal range of motion. Period. He underwent a series of x-rays. Period. According to the PA in the emergency room, they did not show an obvious fracture. Period. However, the radiologist will officially read the x-ray within the next 12 hours. Period. The formal radiology report describes small cortical defect noted at the lateral aspect of the mid to distal scaphoid, with a subtle adjacent sclerotic line across the scaphoid. Period. These findings may be related to old trauma. Period. Please correlate with clinical exam. Period. If there is concern for an acute fracture at this site, a follow-up examination with dedicated scaphoid views would be helpful. Period. He was placed in a splint. And medicated with ibuprofen. Period. He was then seen at Concentra Clinic on 1/3/23. They diagnosed him with a sprain of the right hand and referred him for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Rivera was then seen in that regard by Dr. Tulipan, T-U-L-I-P-A-N. Beginning 1/9/23. Period. He complained of pain as well as weakness in extending his right long finger, along with a snapping sensation. Period. He also had pain of the right long finger MP joint and weakness with long finger extension. Period. He denies any other injuries. Period. Dr. Tulipan diagnosed sprain of the right middle finger metacarpal phalangeal joint. Period. He placed him in a short arm splint and discussed treatment options. Period. On 1/17/23, Dr. Tulipan performed right long finger radial sagittal band repair. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was right long finger radial sagittal band rupture. Period. He followed up postoperatively over the next several weeks in conjunction with occupational therapy. Period. As of 1/30/23. Scratch that. As of 3/30/23. Dr. Tulipan released him from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. He was able to fully extend all digits bilaterally as well as make a full composite fist bilaterally. Period. He has no extensor tendon subluxation of the right long finger, nor tenderness to palpation in the area of the radial sagittal band. Brady has some slight swelling and about a 5-degree flexion deformity of the PIP joint of the right long finger, but this is easily passively correctable. Brady has good flexion to the FDS and FDP and extension to the central slip and terminal extensor. Brady has no instability or discomfort with the varus or valgus stresses of the right long finger of the MP or PIP joints. Brady was cleared to resume all activities, including full duty work with no restrictions. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He had a markedly well-muscled physique, consistent with someone who remains physically fit with weights. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection reveals a faint score on the dorsal aspect of the right long finger metacarpophalangeal area with mild swelling. Compared that finger had what he felt to be ulnar deviation at 20 degrees at the PIP joint. Period. There were no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. There was callus formation on the hands. Period. Right long finger PIP extension had a 10-degree lag. Paired with composite flexion, it was 1/4 inch off the palm. Paired motion of the remaining finger joints, as well as both wrists, elbows, and shoulders, was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness, trigger interlocking, and then hands, wrists, elbows is normal. Paired with hand dynamometry, he visually demonstrates deliberate decreased effort on the right. Paired he had a virtually flat line distribution of at the all settings consistent with symptom magnification. Period impressions on 12/31/22. William Rivera punched an inmate to break away from his grasp around his own neck. Period he was seen at the emergency room the same day, where x-rays initially were thought to be negative. Period radiology review identified a fracture. Period. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Tulipan. Period on 1/17/23, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Rivera had occupational therapy postoperatively and was discharged from Dr. Tulipan on 3/30/23. Period. New paragraph, current examination. Found Mr. Rivera to be well-muscled. Period. There was minimally reduced range of motion about the right long finger with a 10-degree extension lag at the PIP joint. Period. Composite flexion was 1/4 inch off the palm. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period with hand dynamometry, he demonstrated significantly submaximal effort. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. Mr. Rivera has achieved an excellent clinical and functional result, as seen in his ability to return to his full duty capacity with the insured, as well as exercising at the gym. Period. End.